Welcome to the Voice of Albertans with Disabilities podcast for February 2024. I'm Teresa Makravich, your host and VADS Program and Services Manager. Thank you for joining us today. Voice of Albertans with Disabilities gratefully acknowledges that what we call Alberta is the traditional and ancestral territories and gathering place for the diverse Indigenous peoples whose histories, languages, and cultures continue to influence our vibrant communities. We make this acknowledgement as an act of reconciliation and gratitude to the many First Nations, Métis settlements, the six regions of the Métis Nation of Alberta, and Inuit who have lived in and cared for these lands for generations. Hi, hi. VAD has been talking with local agencies to learn about the resources that are available to the disability community, and in today's podcast, I'll be talking to Rob McIsaac from Spinal Cord Injury Alberta. Their website says, Adjust, Adapt, Thrive. Their mission is to empower persons with spinal cord injuries and other physical disabilities to achieve independence and full community participation. I thank Rob for coming on the podcast to discuss the resources SCI Alberta provides. Together, we hold the power. Welcome, Rob. Can you please take a moment and introduce yourself?
Thank you, Teresa, for having me join today and do this. My name is Rob McIsaac. I am personally, I am an individual with a disability. I've lived with a spinal cord injury from a motor vehicle accident now almost 20 years since the age of 18. I am a high-level quadriplegic, but besides that, I have been involved with the organization for about 19 years now. I was initially introduced to the organization when it used to be called the Canadian Paraplegic Association way back in 2004 in Nova Scotia. So there's that piece. And then when I moved to Alberta in 2014, I went to school for social work, became a registered social worker, and have been a client services coordinator with Spinal Cord Injury Alberta now officially since 2019. So I've been active since then.
Active and aging yourself.
Hey now, hey now.
I have a few questions about SCI Alberta to gather information for our listeners. Can you tell us who Spinal Cord Injury Alberta is as an organization?
As an organization, we are a nonprofit, of course, but we're always working in the disability field, specifically with individuals with spinal cord injuries nationally as well. So it is a national organization. There is a Spinal Cord Injury Canada. But we do have a division, at least one or more offices in each province. And mind you, the one in New Brunswick does go by a different name, which is Ability New Brunswick. But there is still adopts all the same aspects. Besides that, we're, as an organization, we work very closely with community as well as healthcare, Alberta Health Services, Primary Care Network, those individuals with all sort forms of disabilities, of course, like you said, similar to spinal cord injury, physical disabilities, neurological conditions. So we work with anybody of all ages, and of course, those of youth always working with their parents or guardians, going through that avenue of, as you're supposed to, working with younger individuals below the age of 18. We have a couple social workers on staff in our five different office areas that we cover, which go from Grand Prairie, St. Paul, Edmonton, Red Deer, and Calgary. I'm the only social worker here in the Edmonton office, and then we have two social workers in our Calgary office currently. So we assist not just clients, but also patients in hospital settings, families, any of their support networks or anybody that's involved with them within their circle of people.
Nice. You've been around for, you're saying, 19 years or so. Can you give us some history about the
I
organization?
can give a little bit, just a little tidbit for it. So it's been around since 1945. The organization was founded by John Council in 1945. He was a returning vet from the World War One, I believe, or World War Two. World War Two, yeah, not one. I'm crazy. Started as a peer group because there wasn't any support for individuals during that time for with spinal cord injuries. So that in at that time there wasn't a very long lifespan for individuals that sustained an injury. So being able to create that provided opportunities and of course extended people's lives, get people back into community or being involved. It was established kind of like with the peers helping peers mandate at that point. So having all the different branches finally spread out. Alberta was founded in 1961 by Pierre Garipi, who was also another surviving World War II pilot, I believe. I'll have to double check, but it was close to that. I do several of these presentations, so sometimes I get my dates mixed up. But I know it's 1961 for Alberta. And at that time, it was called the Canadian Paraplegic Association. In 2011, we were rebranded nationally as spinal cord injury to better reflect the population of individuals that we serve. Because as you know, with spinal cord injury, there's several different classifications from quadriplegic, paraplegic, tetraplegia, hemiplegia. So instead of just having that paraplegic associated with it, that way it broadened it and more inclusive. So everybody knew that we worked with anybody with a spinal cord injury or neurological condition. But even to date, like we've expanded from the one office to five, and we serve the entire province or do our best to serve the entire province. With one of the highlights too is that in Calgary we opened a gym that it's a fully inclusive and accessible gym. What we have two kinesiologists specializing in neuro conditions. The name is called the Neuro Recovery Center, the NRC for short. So people get access to the kinesiologist specialized fitness programs, and we even have FES cycles, so functional electronic stimulation cycles for doing different things around that. So that's a little bit of history around the organization. And like I said, I've been involved, so I've seen several different changes over the years, and some different branches in other provinces have specifically peer focused. We're one of the ones that have a diverse, say, skill set of employees with social workers, individual psychology backgrounds, all those parts to encompass into the client services side of things.
Great. How would you say Spinal Cord Injury Alberta helps people in the community?
I always, being a social worker and living with a disability myself, with helping individuals in the community, like we start a lot of times, it's, I guess, we can play an instrumental role in those individuals' lives, starting from the time of acquiring a disability or diagnosis. I meet people who have sustained an injury or the diagnosis right from, sometimes it's the first week. Right. I've met people in ICU to acute care, rehabilitation, and back to community. So the whole role I have, like my position plays as client services coordinator, is to assist or help that individual navigate their way transitioning back to their community. Right. Well, of course, it's same community, but from a different perspective. Helping them navigate different aspects of financial navigation, adjusting alone to emotional adjustment, physical adjustment, looking for equipment, housing. It encompasses a lot. I usually call myself jack of all trades, master of none, but I know some people may argue that, no, and just having a lot of things in my back pocket in toolkit, I would say, to help people navigate efficiently and effectively back to the community is huge, and to see them thrive back in community, right? And just helping them with, there's so many different things that I think of, even starting at the hospital stage, right? Helping them understand the medical model, what each setting is like and what they're maybe going to be doing in each setting, right? And in the anticipation before hitting the rehabilitation center to start progressing, learning the techniques that they will require to thrive, right? And to live independently or be able to be independent, but direct their own care. Sometimes that education goes towards the families as well, family members or support networks, as I indicated. We don't only work with the clients or patients specifically, but also that encompasses their entire circle if need be. Family, spouses, children. We have resources for kids. We have a couple different books that we provide that were developed for us. One is Life After Spinal Cord Injury, which is really educational. But we also have a youth version of that that is easily written from a perspective that is much easier for youth to understand. So I'll also oftentimes provide that to families if they have young kids, right? So that way they can kind of help understand why mom or dad or brother or whatever is going through what they're doing. So it encompasses quite a bit of different things. I guess I've seen it all. Good things, bad things, amazing things. We also do get donations of equipment throughout over time that we redistribute back to the community. So like if people are unable to afford certain things and we just have it, happen to have it, we're able to provide that to them. And it's the same for discharge from hospital too. I know my work really a lot in AHS as well in the healthcare system, as I indicated before. We're working with the clinicians as well. I spend a lot of time in hospital settings, so if it's helping clinicians understand from a lived experience perspective, it's doing that. Being able to provide different resources to different clinicians or new clinicians coming in to help educate them on spinal cord injury. There's definitely been a number of projects that our organization has worked in over the years. To sum it all up, we do a lot of different things that help a lot of different people. So, and mostly navigating systems, right?
Sounds like some
Provider.
great resources. So, as you were saying, projects, what are some of the projects that the Spinal Cord Injury Alberta has done in the community?
A much bigger piece. We have contributed to changes within AHS policy and procedures when working with individuals with spinal cord injuries. So, like I said, it's not just traumatic or non-traumatic, but there's also intersectionality between other diagnoses as well and other disabilities. Projects have been developing toolkits and pathways for clinicians to support individuals with mental health. We've co-developed and co-designed all the resources on being able for clinicians to be able to help patients with bowel management, bladder management, navigating what's called autonomic dysreflexia, so which is in individuals' spinal cord injuries from the level of T7, thoracic level 7 and up, are susceptible to, and it's something that a lot of regular, say, clinicians or nursing staff aren't aware of, but it is a major priority for individuals if they go in because it can elevate to the point of causing a stroke. So we've developed a lot of educational materials, and it is now an actual practice or procedure within AHS that these clinicians have to follow, that if you present at emergency or wherever, that there's cards that we've developed with AHS that, of course, have our logo and AHS and everything on it. But like again, everything is co-developed and co-designed and co-presented if it's an education session. So we do number of education sessions as well with different. We've done it in long-term care facilities, hospital facilities. And with this, we have a clinician that's knowledgeable in the field or in the area. But then we partner that clinician with a peer of lived experience to be able to provide their perspective as well. So these are some of those are, I'm trying to remember the exact name of it, the Spinal Cord Injury Essential Learning Series, I think, is one of them that's within AHS now. So that's done at the Foothills Medical Center in Calgary. That's done here at the Glenrose Rehabilitation Center as well. And then, too, done number of consulting on accessibility projects, whether that's housing developments, you name it, businesses, those pieces. We've been working with the Praxis Institute out of Vancouver now for many years on a, it's an absolute ongoing project per se, but it's a national project that's across Canada. And it's called the Rick Hansen Spinal Cord Injury Registry. And the point of that is to gather data over certain set data point times. So it's done in 1 year increment, 2 year increment, then 5 year, 10 year, and 15 year. So for participants to do like follow-up surveys to kind of grasp where they're at in their journey and get that feedback, which is then put into a global research platform that is used that we can pull statistics and data from all across the province, or not just the province, but all across Canada. And the whole goal is to improve for improvements for individuals with, like, not just with spinal cord injuries, but there's so much intersectionality between disabilities that anybody with mobility issues or vision or anything, that it is able to impact that positively, hopefully even more so as we go forward, right? With new government stuff that they're attempting to do. So yeah, that's just a little a snippet of some of that. Quite a bit of it can be found with AHS. It's on Neurosciences Rehabilitation and Vision Strategic Clinical Network website. So that's who we do all the work with that reaches out to us. And we've done several different collaborations and partnerships with the Health Quality Council of Alberta as well. So yeah.
Nice. You kind of touched on this already, but what are your thoughts on how Spinal Cord Injury Alberta contributes to the disability community to better people's lives?
Well, education, doing the education piece, working with the different other different organizations such as yours, Voices of Albertans with Disabilities, right? How we can sometimes collaborate or partner or help bounce back, or work between the two organizations to help the clients that we serve, right? Like, I know we have overlap with clients, even just with navigation, because a lot of people get overwhelmed with different systems. So taking some of that burden away and helping them focus where they're where they can put that better energy and take some of that burden away of helping them navigate, and improvements in healthcare and receiving healthcare, right? Like, and helping them become, or even just providing resources to empower individuals is number one. But also be self-advocates too. Empower them to know that they hold the power to advocate, right? Like, and that's sometimes hard, as we know, as an individual with a disability, is that we often feel less than or less empowered because we live with a disability, when in reality, we all have a voice, right? And even then, when we're together, we have bigger voices. So, just contributing to these different aspects, and what we're reached out to by government organizations or policymakers, to be able to provide that direct input from individuals with lived experience, which is one thing I have to say, is now that more people are listening enough? No, obviously, but that's life. We're human and we have to start somewheres, and it's starting to encompass the voices and the perspectives of individuals to make changes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that was awesome. Great. How does someone get a hold of Spinal Cord Injury Alberta?
Well, anybody can contact us, and we do have our website, which is sci-ab.ca, that you can go to. All our employees there, that we do have each individual's contact that you can link to, that it'll bring up pop-up boxes, send an email to, or whatever. But we do have two toll-free numbers that you can call for the North Zone, South Zone, and you don't have to be an individual with a disability to phone us or email us. It's even if you have questions, we've received questions from anybody and everybody, even from the States. We've had people contact us from the States or from Europe that are coming for a visit to help, try to figure out and help them plan a trip. So There's that way. Have a social media presence on Facebook. We have one on Instagram. All you have to do is search spinal cord injury Alberta. We'll pop up on there. Kendra, who does an amazing job at our social media, this is a shout out for her. She is amazing with it. So yeah, those are the simplest ways to reach out. We have somebody that's always checking or answering either line in the cell zone or north zone in emails. And yeah, those are the quickest, simplest ways, or word of mouth, even if it's contacting yourself, Teresa, since we're almost office sharing buddies.
What is an interesting fact about SCI Alberta that everyone should know?
And we have social workers on staff. Registered social workers, registered licensed practicing social workers. A lot of people don't know that.
That's a very good resource, yes.
I'm sure there's definitely more, but yeah, no, that's the number one thing that stands out. So, and we're very well connected in many different areas of the community. So,
Perfect. Well, thanks for your time and energy today, Rob. Your support of the community is of value to all. Is there anything else you want to say today that I haven't asked you?
no, but I really appreciate you reaching out to us and wanting to get more information to put out there to the individuals that you serve as well, so that way everybody knows.
Yeah, the more information we have, the more information we can get out there. Awesome. Okay, well, thank you again for joining Dad's podcast today. Voice of Albertans with Disabilities is a cross-disability nonprofit organization of and for people with disabilities. VAD is guided by the principles of accessibility, equity, and inclusion. Learn about VAD services on our website at www.vadsociety.ca or call 780-488-9088 for more information. If you have a topic you would like to hear more about in a podcast, please email Teresa at vad@vadsociety.ca with topic ideas, speaker suggestions, or your feedback. Signing off for the day, together we hold the power.